Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we know that Earth Day, and who was the founder of Earth Day? Look that up, Bill. You will not believe it. See if listeners know that Tom Giordano program. Earth Day has been around for quite a while, but there's a new wrinkle this year, and we have one of the architects of the local version of that to give you the details, and we'll have a conversation about, is it warranted? It's called the March for Science. In other words, as I understand it, based upon the media that I've seen so far, here in Philadelphia and across the country, Washington has a big event. It won't be just Earth Day, Environmental Day, those kinds of things. It will be a pushback on this notion that we are not at levels of government, and I don't know where else, following what science tells us policy should be. If I had to put a button on it, that's the way I stand it. Joining us is Janice Rail. Janice is the founder and president of the Delaware Valley chapter of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, and I think the lead organizer for the event here in Philadelphia, I guess along the park. Well, they can't be along the parkway there. NFL draft! You know, pollution. Let's go to Janice Rail. Janice, welcome in. Where's the event being held tomorrow?
Yes, hi. The March for Science will start at City Hall. We ask people to gather at 10 a.m. The march itself will kick off at 11 and go down Market Street to from Chestnut to Front, and then over to Penn's Landing. So we have a march starting at 11 and then a rally starting at 12 noon at Penn's Landing.
Okay. Now, this year, of course, the usual Earth Day and all that stuff that people are knowing how significant it is over the years. But this March for Science, and I'm reading commentary of some scientists marching, some not. What's that about? Why that wrinkle this year?
Well, it seems to be that science has reached kind of a critical point where people in the general public are not accepting of scientific discovery and scientific evidence. And there's certain sub-movements of people who are rejecting science that has a dangerous result, like people who don't vaccinate their kids. Now we have incidences of whooping cough and measles taking place locally, and it's really scary. Those are preventable diseases. But no, the March for Science is actually it's the first step in actually a global movement that wants to defend the vital role that science plays in our health, our safety, economies, and governments. So we're asking people to, you know, get off the sidelines and jump out and make a difference and stand up for science.
Okay.
And also scientists to stand up for themselves. Scientists have been very reluctant to get involved in anything that seems political. And we want scientists right to say, hey, we're here, we deserve funding.
Okay, now you say the word, though, that this is political, though. Do you not acknowledge that this is a pushback against Trump, some of his cabinet appointees, and a general vibe coming from Trump and the administration?
I think that's inspired a lot of people to march, seeing that there has been funding cut for the National Institutes of Health, for NASA, for different scientific, for climate change, the EPA is being cut. So I think that is motivating a whole lot of the marchers who are coming to our event. We may not even have decided to organize a March for Science if we had a different president who wasn't cutting science funding. However, there was still kind of the social aspects of people not trusting science. There's a lot of bad information out. A scientific study is published, and the news media misreports what the study has found. So, you know, we're trying to promote scientific literacy and scientific education.
Okay, well, I have a couple points. Let me ask you. So if I come to this tomorrow, will I hear speakers, or would you use the term climate or climate change denier?
No, I don't think anyone who's on our speakers list has any problem with what science has concluded on climate change.
No, I'm saying, would they be using that phrase? Would you use that phrase? I found it to be a slur.
We would not use that phrase.
Okay, good, good.
This is an inclusive march. It's nonpartisan. We want people from all political angles. We have people from Democrats, Green Party. I don't know if we have any libertarians. We have, I think, Republicans are joining us as well. Socialists, everybody's getting involved to stand up for science.
Okay, now let's talk about this standing up for science. I read what I thought was a thoughtful thing and wanted to bat it around with Janice Rail here on the Dom Show. A guy who is a scientist, taking a look at this movement, Janice, across the country, tomorrow is the best example of it, saying that there's a debate going on here, the traditional, that science is a method of gathering data and evidence and a methodology for evaluating that. The other is where science, the view I think your group shares, says settle opinion or consensus and that's it, particularly on climate and things like that. Is that...
Nobody in science ever says that's it, because new evidence could always come to light. And science corrects itself when new evidence is brought to light.
So is climate change then the, it seems to me, based upon doing this, if you're against what Trump is doing. Now, the vaccination, national institutes, that's something where, I am not on the Trump side. But when it comes to these other things about climate, EPA, and all the rest of it, there is a big debate here because of the overregulation in my mind and the minds of a lot of people. So if you come to this, would you and your speakers, you think, be saying, well, climate change is a settled thing, it's man-made, and we have to get busy now or we're going to see disastrous consequences?
I don't know if we have a climate speaker on our list. But that's probably along the lines of what they would say, because we do feel, most people in the science community do feel that climate change has been worsened by human activity and that we can fix it by changing human activity.
All right. Now, that's a fair debate. But what I'm saying is I've been at events where people start screaming. And the only other context that I know denier, Janice, is Holocaust denier. So I'm being called a climate change denier is pretty serious stuff, and I think a lot of people sense that. I wanted to ask you about Bill Nye. I think he will be the celebrity to celeb in Washington, the leader of this. Do you think he's a scientist?
Yes, he does science. He performs experiments. He tests hypotheses, and he reaches conclusions.
Okay, but are you aware he has no scientific degree? His degrees are honorary.
I don't know if I was aware of that or not.
Okay, I'll give you right from the thing about Bill Nye. He has a B.S. in mechanical engineering from Cornell and 6 honorary doctorate degrees that involve from various colleges. They're honorary, though, and I think, you know, seeing him out there pushing back on this stuff and being the face of science, you could do a lot better. Here in Philadelphia, you have Paul Offit. I think he's a scientist.
He is. He's a vaccine.
Yeah, no, he's a scientist, and he suffered on this vaccination front death threats. And I admire him just because he sticks to what is factual. But Bill Nye, I hope you would check into. I don't think he ought to be the face of what you guys are trying to do.
Bill Nye is a science communicator, and we have, even in Philadelphia, it's not just scientists who will be speaking, but science advocates and communicators. I run a science page on Facebook, which is partly how I got involved. It's called Tysonism. It's a Neil deGrasse Tyson fan page. We have science advocates, I think, are just as important to voices.
Well, but I would say, themselves. I hear you, but I think that the idea is, though, that you would want scientists. This is a march for science.
Well, all the lead planners in D.C. are doctors and scientists themselves. That's the original thought for the March for Science took up on Reddit between a conversation between two doctors.
All right, well, one final area, too, then we'll tell people where they can meet up tomorrow to see and be part of this. And that involves this notion. I know the group, and I used to have on somebody from your group over the years. We had great conversations. What would you say to the argument, though, on Earth Day, that many people that are atheists, agnostics, or want to push back against religion in the public square, that tomorrow is their religion, that environmental causes, Earth Day, that has become the religion versus God?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true or not. A lot of atheists feel necessary to defend religion because they feel maybe they're not getting, that science isn't getting enough defense from the mainstream public. But we have speakers of all faiths, including someone from the Vatican. We have
Who do you have from the Vatican, Janice?
He's from the Vatican. Let me see. What is her name? Michelle Frankel.
Okay.
She's a professor of chemistry at Bryn Mawr College, and she's an adjunct scholar at the Vatican Observatory.
Okay.
And she was just interviewed, and that's on her Facebook. We posted it yesterday. So she had a really great interview, and she's one of our speakers.
Well, I know that I'm very suspect, and I've had people on talking about Pope Francis and some of the stuff the Catholic Church has put out. And
oh,
maybe,
geez, I'm not even paying attention to that.
Okay, all right. Well,
I don't know anything about it.
Well, Janice, I'm very glad we had a conversation today. So tomorrow, you're asking people to show up at City Hall around 10 o'clock and then march to Front Street, where there'll be the rally and speakers.
Yes, over at Penn's Landing at the Great Plaza at Penn's Landing. If people don't want to march for whatever, it's a mile, it's a long walk, we have a band called the Really Cooks that's starting at 11:30, and they'll play from 11:30 till 12, and then as soon as they're done, the speakers and the rally will begin.
It would be okay for people to drive over there, right? Well, that's that's pollution. That's pollution. All righty. Well, Janice, have a good day tomorrow, and thanks
for
coming
on. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Janice. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.